Kia ora, I'm Andrew Whiteside. The Effect is a play by British playwright Lucy Prebble, which opens in Auckland on the 16th of April 2024. Directed by Benjamin Kilby Henson, it stars Kiwi actors Sarah Wiseman, Jared Rawiri, Jaden Daniels and Zoe Robbins. Here to talk about the production and her part in it is the lovely Sarah Wiseman. Sarah Wiseman, nice to talk to you. It's been a little while since you and I had a chat.
It's been ages. It's a delight to reunite.
And we were just chatting before this interview began. You're kind of a commuter backwards and forwards between Australia and New Zealand, which is great. Your career's obviously going well, but how is the commute going?
I'm kind of used to it now. I've been doing it since 2011, so I just kind of travel where the work is, which is fine by me.
Yeah, excellent. So we're going to be talking about The Effect, which is a play coming up in April. Just give me a bit of a hint as to what the plot is and why you were interested in taking on this show.
It's a reunion. It's been 20 years since I've been with Auckland Theatre Company, so the opportunity to get back on those boards is just it's just a treat, and to work with Ben Henson, who I've been wanting to work with for years, and it's such an incredible cast to be working with too. So I read the play, and it's actually been updated. It was written in 2012, I believe, by Lucy Prebble, who's an extraordinary UK playwright. She writes plays and for screen. You might have seen her name come up on, if you're a fan of Succession.
I haven't watched it, but yes, I've heard about it.
It's
on my to watch list, but there's so much to watch. You know,
she's fantastic, and it's such, even though it was written in 2012, the updated version is just so relevant in terms of the topic around mental health of drug trials and antidepressants, and you know, the idea of love being, can you manufacture it from the head, being, you know, the chemicals that we release, or whether it's from the heart. And so it's sort of around this drug trial where my character is overseeing. She's a psychiatrist that's overseeing the trial. There's two volunteers played by Jaden Daniels and Zoe Robbins. They're in the trial taking the drug. And it sort of evolves around their relationship in terms of they start to have an infatuation and a flirtation and an attraction with each other, and they start to wonder whether or not it's the drug or whether it's their actual authentic feelings. And, of course, there is the fourth player, is the person that's designing the drug, played by Jared Rawiri. He is overseeing me, who's overseeing the experiment. It's just so smart in the writing, and one of those ones you'd leave go and having very big conversations with the people that had attended the play with you. Yeah.
Well, I guess it's kind of an eternal question, isn't it, about what is love? You know, all of us have, you know, is this real? Is it a chemical thing?
And when we break down to just being physical and chemical parts, and where does the spirit lie, and where does the authentic spark lie? So, really, really fascinating stuff to be discussing.
And then I guess also, if you think about long-term relationships, yes, you can have that bang when you first meet and it's all amazing. But over time, particularly in marriages...
That's interesting you say that, because that actually does... There is actually a scene that I debate with Toby, who's the overseeing doctor, which we discuss that. So, it's very, very, very valid.
Yeah. Oh, that's good. And is there humour in this? I'm assuming there is.
Oh, yeah, there is. That's what I love about her. She's very dry. There's some great humour in there, and there's some fantastic one-liners that I can't wait to say.
Brilliant. So Dr. Lorna James is the character you're playing. What kind of person is she, and what do you like about playing her?
She's incredibly smart and witty. She's been through a lot, as you know, when most people, if you haven't got to midlife and had some hardcore trauma hit your life, then you're doing very well or you're under a rock. So I think she's just very beautifully written in terms of her dealing with her past and what she's been going through and how she's trying to tackle it, which is very clear and present and unmedicated with, given a psychiatrist. She's kind of tackling the medicine from that side of things, as opposed to Toby, who thinks medication is very valid and very important. So
she believes there's more to it than just medicine, just a drug.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. You know, and I spoke to some wonderful people, and I've got a very dear friend who's a psychiatrist, and hearing his passion speak about the way he works and his ethics and morals was really insightful, as opposed to, say, others that are just after the commission. So it's such a wonderful, dexterous territory to explore.
Yeah, sounds like a meaty role and some really interesting human conundrums, I suppose, that we all deal with.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Now, you've worked with Jared before, haven't you?
Years ago, yeah. We did the photo shoot for the... we were looking at each other, and he was like, "Oh, this reminds me of Jinx Sister," which is the last time we worked intensely opposite each other. So I adore Jared, so I can't wait to be working opposite him again.
And he has quite a stage presence, doesn't he? And
he's fantastic for screen and stage. There's just a wonderful authenticity and heart and intelligence that comes with him and his craft. So and he's very generous. So really looking forward to going head to head with them.
Yeah, definitely. So you mentioned that you'd been with ATC 20 years ago. Was that Ladies' Night?
Yeah.
Was that production?
That was the last one.
Yeah, gosh.
It was the last one. Yeah, I came out of drama school and hit the ground running with them when Simon Price was running it, which was, I did Amy's View, David Hare with Alona Rogers, and then did Collected Stories with Elizabeth McRae, and then... Cabaret.
That's right. Yeah. Back. That's such a good show. Yeah.
Oh, it was so fun. And then the last one was Ladies' Night when Ollie Driver was running the show.
Right,
and
that,
so it's been a long time in the desert. So I'm very delighted to be back. That's how old I am.
So obviously you do you've done a hell of a lot of screen work. Theatre is so very different to that. So are you excited / nervous or what about getting back in front of
it?
Tell me about that. Explain that to me.
Super excited, and I love Ben's work. I think he's the most generous, joyous human to be from all accounts. So I'm just really excited to be under his direction and with such great players and such a great play. It's kind of the trifecta of, I'm excited and nervous and just really want to honour the writing, really, really want to honour the writing so people hear the story and come away changed from it.
And
I think it's got the power to do that.
And is there something quite electrifying about being in front of an audience where you're getting instant, and even if it's a dramatic moment, I know as an audience member, you feel stuff from the audience, don't you? Yeah,
it's a bit of an effort to get out off your couch and come to the theatre, but it's transformative, and the audience, although we're not interactive in that we're pulling people up on stage, but the audience are a character because every night changes and you kind of feed off each other and I love that exchange that you get to really, and only the way that being on without a screen blocking you or like the distancing of that, you have to immerse yourself in it, and hopefully there's no cell phones going off.
I'll make sure I turn mine off
Thank you. Etiquette. Yeah.
I've got one final question for you, and it's not related to the effect, but you're in Kingdom of the Planet of the Apes. Is there anything you can tell me about that? If you're embargoed, that's fine, but is there anything you can say?
Oh my gosh, that was such a joy. 7 weeks of ape camp. I can say that I am an ape because I think that's out there now. And it's just the really beautiful story that's, set 300 years beyond the three films that have gone before. So what Wes has done, you can't reinvent the wheel with those. So they're coming at it from a fully different approach. And that, that authentic Joseph Campbell hero's journey structure, I think, is satisfying. That's definitely, these writers are hugely successful. So they know what they're doing. And I think it's an incredibly entertaining, poignant and heartwarming film, and the, of course, Weta being at the helm with the animation effects are just like where they've gone with their animation skills now is just incredible.
Brilliant.
So getting to see a bit of it at ADR recordings not so long ago, it's very emotional to kind of go, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
What they can do and how they can get the emotion across is just extraordinary.
And seeing yourself as an ape.
I know. Seeing your ape avatar is something else.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it. I really love it.
I'm looking forward to seeing that. And I'm also looking forward to seeing the effect. Sarah, thank you so much for your time and all the best for the rehearsals that are coming up.
Thanks, Andrew. Lovely to talk.
That was a wonderful Sarah Wiseman talking about The Effect by Lucy Prebble that opens on the 16th of April 2024 in Auckland. Now, on my website, you'll find plenty of interviews, reviews and lots of my opinion. I cover the arts and entertainment industry and the LGBTQ communities, all of that on andrewwhiteside.com. While there, you can sign up for my regular newsletters, and if you want to support my journalism, you can do so by buying me a coffee. Links to that also on the website. I am Andrew Whiteside. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll see you soon.